Our first feature this week is another in a series of stories by Derek James about artists who worked for the breweries and painted pub signs across Norfolk. In this feature, we meet an extraordinary painter and sculptor and a man of mystery. The feature is read by Jill Jewell.
We recently met some of the talented artists who worked for the breweries and painted the pub signs in Norwich and across Norfolk. And then there was a rather eccentric and mysterious gentleman called John Moray Smith, who worked in the city and county from the early 1930s until his death in 1958. What a rare and extraordinary gift he had as a sculptor and painter. He created magnificent works of art loved by people in pubs or the street. Oh, and he also loved rabbits. A brilliant booklet about him was written in 2017 by Paul Burrell of the Norwich Society, a follow-up to the one by Alec Hartley 10 years previously, and research work in the 1970s by Bink and Marjorie Trett. He takes us on a journey through the life and times of Moray Smith, and where we can see examples of his wonderful work. The genesis of Moray Smith's work was a decision by the Norwich-based Morgan's Brewery to distinguish some of its pub with locally relevant three-dimensional panels and paintings, he said. He was certainly a man of mystery, and no one has been able to find a photograph of him, just a drawing by a neighbour. There have been stories about him arriving from Italy, marrying a girl from Cossey and adopting her surname. Also rumours that they were Belgians. Moray Smith was actually born in Scotland in 1889. His family moved to London and he married Catherine in 1925, moving to Norwich, maybe from Brandon in the early 1930s. It was reported that he worked on repairing a plaster ceiling at Laxham Hall, a working model of the Samson and Hercules pillars, and doing repairs for Norwich Union. His first job for Morgan's was a panel for the pediment over the doorway of the Cock Inn in Crown Street, Norwich. The wonderful panel at St Stephen's Gate for the Coachmaker's Arms followed in 1937, and we reported at the time. Mr J. Moray Smith, a sculptor and painter, has just put the finishing touches to a work of art whose execution has entertained little crowds of from half a dozen to 100 people daily in St Stephen's Road for the last 2 months. Wonderful panels followed at Burr Street on the King's Arms, later Burr Street, the Prince of Denmark, and at the Woolpack on Golden Ball Street. Across the country, there was the ship beside the Tower of London for the ship at Brancaster, 6 panels for the Jolly Farmers at King's Lynn, and many other places, including March, and a bronze memorial panel for the Charles Burrell Museum in Thetford. He also created contemporary views of Cromer for the Ship Hotel, which went on to display at the museum, a brilliant one of Henry Blogg, and also examples of his work went to Gressenhall Farm and Workhouse Museum. Much of his work is in private collections or has disappeared. John and his wife Catherine both died in 1958. We reported at the time that Catherine had been a brilliant pianist, winning a gold medal at the Royal Academy and played with the Halle and other orchestras before returning to art and being awarded a scholarship at the Slade School. Victor Hales, who lived near them when he was a boy, wrote an article in the Fur and Feather magazine in 1996, remembering Catherine as his mentor, and added she and her husband lived in very humble circumstances, sharing their home with numerous cats, a flock of khaki Campbell ducks, and of course the special rabbits, which were housed in outside hutches. Apparently he didn't join any organisations apart from one, the Rabbit Club.
Thank you, Jill.